Okay, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the phone number in our database for the installation office is the wrong number. So what I'm going to do instead, and this is just as effective, I'm going to send an email over to the installation office requesting that the customer please be contacted with an estimated time of arrival of the text. And if the installation office decides they want to, you know, send me an email with an update rather than call the customer, and you know, so that I can call the customer, then I'll call the customer. But let me go ahead and get the email set up to send to the installation office. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay. So the install team will contact the client?
Yes, ma'am. Either that or they'll respond to my email and then I'll contact the customer.
Okay. Because the client's come up close to the end time for the delivery.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, it's well past it. The time frame was 9 to 11. Let's see here. Okay, so I have sent that email over to the installation office, and either they will reach out to the customer to provide an ETA, or they'll respond to my email, and then I will contact the customer to provide an ETA.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, sir.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.